The following podcast is scheduled for one fall with a 20-minute time limit.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Hello and welcome to Nintendo News Report for Monday, August 5th, 2019. I'm Donald Terriel, coming off a very long and very stressful holiday weekend. And I'm joined tonight by our fighting game expert and the editor-in-chief of Anime World Report, Matt Swadiak.
Well, so I'll own up to Anime World Report. I don't know if you should call me the fighting game expert, though. I did, in fact, spend my time watching Evo this weekend. But the only game on that list that I really play, well, two games, I play Smash, obviously, and I play Soul Calibur. But I don't play either of them at a competitive level.
Yeah, I honestly don't play any fighting games at a competitive level, so you're two up on me, basically. And sounds like it was a hell of a weekend, though, especially like the Saturday stuff, which is supposed to be like the lighter stuff. There was some really good action there with the Mortal Kombat and DB Dragon Ball FighterZ finals.
Honestly, so I didn't end up watching the Mortal Kombat finals, though I did hear Sonic Fox took the championship. He got his start in the FGC on the NetherRealms fighting games, and then when he came over to Dragon Ball FighterZ, it was kind of him proving that he could compete up with the big fighting games, because there's kind of an unfair stigma against the NetherRealm games that they're not real fighting games, which I don't agree with at all, but like people doubted Sonic Fox for a while, like, can he compete in other games? And then last year he won Dragon Ball, and then this year he comes back, wins Mortal Kombat again. And he was also in the Dragon Ball FighterZ top eight. He made it to grand finals against his long-standing rival Goichi. Goichi and Sonic Fox, they are undisputed the two best Dragon Ball FighterZ players in the world, and it's back and forth between them all the time, who's going to win each time they face up, and there's a huge amount of respect between the two of them. They clearly are friends with each other, and they take each other seriously on stage. And Saturday also, I spent time watching, I watched Street Fighter 2. I kind of watched Melee, but only one of like the top players was there, being Hungrybox. So, once he's the only top player there, you already know how that's going to end.
Pretty much.
I watched some Guilty Gear Xrd. I watched some Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and I watched some Sailor Moon. Which, did you know that there is a Sailor Moon fighting game released for Super Nintendo?
I knew about the Ranma one from former NWR staffer Ty Sugar, but I didn't think that the Sailor Moon one was a thing, especially since it wasn't localized.
It is not truthfully very good, but it is wild, and it's become something of an Evo tradition now. And it's not like a main stage game or anything, but it was one of the side tournaments. It got on one of the featured Evo streams for the top four, and it's stupid, but it's so much fun.
So was that a part of the anime Evo?
Yes, it was, in fact.
Along with the Catherine tournaments, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Because sadly, that is the main thing I usually watch Evo for, is the competitive Catherine.
Catherine has had a very strong competitive scene that development of Full Body catered towards specifically. Remains to be seen if that's a game that I am interested in supporting, depending on how the localization goes, but there is a very legitimate competitive scene there, and watching multiplayer matches against each other is honestly pretty crazy.
Yeah. And then Sunday they have the big grand, that's the final five games of the tournament.
Four, actually. It used to be five, but then the tournament would go to like 3 a.m. every single year. So they were like, okay, we got to pare this back.
So what ended up getting cut then? Because I remember there were eight games in the finals this year. And I know, because I think it was considered a bit of an upset that like Undernight Inbirth got a Sunday slot.
So the main stage games were Soul Calibur 6, which was on Friday. There was Undernight Inbirth, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Samurai Showdown, Mortal Kombat 11, BlazBlue Cross Tag Battle, Street Fighter V, Tekken 7, and Smash Brothers Ultimate, in that order.
Okay. So I guess it was early in the thought, but we also got word that there's going to be an Under Night In-Birth game that I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce on the Switch next year.
Mm-hmm.
Arc System Works announced a new Guilty Gear based on the trailer they showed. I don't think there's a hope in hell of that coming to Switch.
We can hope, though. Maybe we'll get Exard. I actually ended up buying Exard because we watched the top 8 for it and was like, wow, this game's cool.
Yeah, I tried the demo for that back when I had a PS4, but I don't know, I've never really been able to grasp Guilty Gear as a format, so maybe if it comes to Switch, I'll give it a swing.
I love me some Arc System Works, so if it comes out on Switch, I'll be there day one.
Yeah, so we had that announcement. New fighters for Dragon Ball. Is that like a GT villain that they're bringing in this time?
That is a guy from like one of the old movies. Like he's a character that is paper thin. His story is stupid, but he looks really cool, and his moveset is really cool. So I have never watched any of the Dragon Ball movies. I've watched a good bit of Dragon Ball. I've watched the entire Dragon Ball Z, and I've unfortunately watched a lot of GT. But I've never seen the old movies, so I have no idea who Janemba is. But I know a lot of people that are pretty excited.
Yeah, so Sunday they went through with, I think it was Blaze Blue was the first game Sunday then?
Yes, Cross Tag Battle, which I didn't end up watching Cross Tag or Street Fighter. Cross Tag because it was just early in the day and I had other things to do, and Street Fighter because I don't really like Street Fighter V.
Yeah, but Blaze Blue is going to be getting a whole bunch of new content later this year as well,
mm-hmm.
including bringing in a couple more series, as if that thing wasn't already loaded to the gills.
One of which is Senran Kagura.
Paging Zack. Yeah, I think we're gonna have to spring a limited edition for him. Mm-hmm. See how that goes.
And I can't remember if it was around this time or if it was earlier that Soul Calibur also got some announcements, they announced, first of all, Cassandra was coming to the game. Everyone acts surprised because she was leaked a long time ago. And then they announced that they are going for Season 2 of characters, which I was scared they wouldn't because Soul Calibur 6 kind of hasn't gotten off the ground as much. But I am really enjoying that game, so having a Season 2 is pretty hype. And one of the Season 2 characters is a guest character from Samurai Showdown. Samurai Showdown also announced a Season 2 of characters, despite Season 1 not even being out yet.
But season 1 for them will be out. It'll be out in full by the end of the year. Although I wonder how they're going to do that with the Switch version, given that it's coming out in a couple of months.
Hard to say. I have absolutely no idea what they're going to do with the Switch version for that.
And then was it before the Tekken finals that they had a random codec call between Snake and Harada, the Tekken producer?
So that was during Tekken Top 8, which a lot of people started freaking out about until it turned out that that was just a joke being played by Evo. Bandai Namco had nothing to do with that. Konami had nothing to do with that. It was all Evo. And suffice to say, Bandai Namco's not happy. Harada's not happy. David Hayter's not happy because they used his voice in the trailer, in the quote unquote trailer without, and they paid for him to give them his voice, but they were not truthful about what it was going to be used for, to my understanding. So he's very upset. And basically, what was going on? This is something that they were doing all night. Where they had these little videos that would play in between sets. I remember during Smash Brothers, after MKLeo won a set with Joker, they played like a clip of Joker in Persona 5 saying "Be gone," and they played that like 6 times in a row. And this was one of those. But the problem was that this was in the middle of Tekken. It had Harada's face on it. It had a character that had nothing to do with Tekken. And people didn't know what to make of it. It didn't feel like a little jokey skit, so people just assumed that it was a tease for an upcoming character announcement, which, of course, is not what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, and Tekken 7, if you don't know, has had like Noctis from Final Fantasy 15. It had a Walking Dead character,
Negan,
and Geralt from The Witcher.
Geralt. Sorry, Geralt is a Fire Emblem character. Geralt is in Soul Calibur.
Oh right. But, so they've done some wacky crossovers before.
Tekken does have Akuma from Street Fighter, and I think Tekken's the one with Geese Howard. I think he's from Final Fight.
Geese Howard is SNK.
Okay.
Fatal Fury.
Yeah, I watched Tekken, but I don't play Tekken, so I'm not as familiar with it.
Yeah, and also had a King of Fighters 15 announcement, and then the main event, which amazingly that it was the main event, Smash Ultimate.
Yes, the largest Super Smash Bros. Tournament ever, and I believe also the highest entry count in Evo history, but I'm not as certain about that one. It was definitely the largest Smash tournament ever for all five games.
And also the largest single stream, or largest stream, if you count all the restreams of it, other languages, in the history of Evo.
Yep.
Which, it's only gotten big as a streaming event the last few years, but that's still some pretty big numbers.
They peaked just shy of 280,000 people. And that was an incredible top eight. Wow. I went in rooting for Gluttony, a player from France. He sadly did not make it past one of the I think he's rated number two right now. Tweak knocked Gluttony into the loser's bracket, and then he was unlucky enough to get put up against MKLeo, the undisputed best player in the world right now. But then we got MKLeo versus Tweak in grand finals, and oh my god, that was some of the best Smash I've seen in my life.
And it came down to what, Pokemon Trainer and Joker?
Yes. So MKLeo, he has been absolutely dominating with Joker. And a lot of people after Smash 4, Bayonetta came out and totally dominated the meta and was wildly overpowered, very controversial. So nowadays, Joker comes out. He's very strong. He is, without a doubt, one of the best characters in the game from a competitive standpoint. But MKLeo is over here just completely destroying. And the thing that most top players and commentators and community leaders agree on is that it's not Joker that's ridiculous. It's MKLeo. Because no one else is doing what he's doing. And the way that one of the commentators for Top 8 of Smash phrased it is that... it's not about finding an answer to Joker. Joker's not the question. MKLeo is the question. And Tweak just recently switched to playing Pokemon Trainer. He was a Wario main for a while, but now he's picking up Pokemon Trainer. He is incredible with that character. And he's only going to get better once we start seeing tournaments use the 4.0 patch, which gave buffs to Pokemon Trainer. And he is an outstanding player, and he knew that what he needed to win was to go for a Hail Mary and do something crazy that Leo wasn't expecting. And he went for it. It didn't pan out, but it's one. If it had landed, it would have been like one of the top Evo moments ever. And they both played spectacularly. It was an absolutely incredible set. And I feel like it was a great way for Ultimate to get its start at Evo.
Yeah, that close to a moment 37, basically.
Yep. It's so good to see Ultimate doing so well at Evo right before Hero comes in to ruin everything.
he's not that bad, is he? Or just that inconsistent, I guess.
He's not bad, he's just dumb. It's stupid. He's not going to be winning tournaments left and right, but boy howdy, he ain't fun to play against.
Because you never know what's going to come out of that magic menu.
No, and you never know when he's going to get a random critical hit to his forward smash.
So, aside from Evo, which had some rather unpleasant news that I'm seeing around here as to the behavior of some people at that tournament.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say about that. real quick, speaking of fighting as competitive games, Mario Tennis Aces is going to have a free trial for, was originally announced for Europe, and now that's going to be in North America as well. That'll start on Wednesday, and while that, and for a week after that demo is active, and during the demo, it'll also be 30% off.
Mario Tennis Aces is a hell of a fighting game. And
yeah,
I saw FGC players saying that when it first came out. It's a fighting game. It's got a meter. It's got super moves, and I love the game. It unfortunately never took off that much. I never really got people to play with me that much. But it's great. And this kind of game trial thing, obviously, it's not new to gaming in general, but it's pretty new to Nintendo. And I'm interested to see how it pans out. I hope this is successful and we start see them doing it more often, because, I mean, it could lead to more people getting into Mario Tennis Aces. So who knows what else they could use it for.
Yeah, like maybe ARMS or even a way to get people playing Splatoon 2 even after the Splatfests are over.
ARMS needs it pretty bad. I think that's a great game and very unique as far as fighting games goes, but just no one was really interested in it.
Yeah, so we'll probably be playing that over the weekend. I think we've got something in the works there as far as streaming some Mario Tennis later this week as part of that trial.
I think I'm part of that. I should nail down the plans for that.
Yeah. So aside from the Mario Tennis this week, pretty light week for releases, things coming out. Unfortunately, there's a Sword Art Online game coming out this week.
There usually is.
So you get your anime on. Turok 2 will be out on Friday, so you can get your cerebral bore on. And the thing that I've been playing today and over the weekend, Pillars of Eternity. Having some issues with that game running on Switch. The couple of crash bugs on area transitions weren't too bad, but the text randomly becoming some sort of illegible blob.
Oh.
At random points, that I don't think is supposed to happen.
That sounds odd and very unlike anything that I've heard in that game.
Yeah. It's a very good game. It's really intriguing storylines, even if I'm not really seeing the threads of the main plot yet, but I'm probably still a few hours away from finding those. But yeah, I've mostly played it handheld, and the first two times I went from one area to another, it was a hard crash to desktop. I don't know if there's going to be a patch to that on day one, so I'm probably holding off on posting a review of that until we have that, until we know what's going on with that. But that, and also the text randomly just scrambling and looking like hieroglyphics at points. It's the best way I can describe it.
Hopefully that gets taken care of. I've heard very good things about that game.
Yeah, it was one of the RPGs of its year among the PC crowd. So, and you would think this thing would run pretty well on the Switch, because it ran perfectly fine from what I heard on the Nvidia Shield, which the Switch basically is. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it being an issue there, but. Like I said, aside from those things, it's held up pretty well technically.
That's good to hear.
Just yeah. So we'll have more on that later this week. Also, some things to check out on sale this week. Nisa's having a big sale. It's going to run in. I'm seeing different dates for this. I believe it ends on Friday, where like all of their Switch games are minimum 30% to 50% off, including Ease 8. So I'm finally going to get a hold of that.
Nice.
And also, Dragon Ball FighterZ is on sale as of, that'll be until the 13th, same with BlazBlue Cross Tag. And I think Mortal Kombat 11 is actually on sale on Switch until tomorrow.
Mortal Kombat on Switch is just as good as on any other platform. Dragon Ball FighterZ, also incredible fighting game that someone along the publishing chain, we don't know who, is really committed to killing that game. Shutting down big tournaments and making no one want to get into it for fear of any given tournament they go to just being shut down day of. But by God, it's a good game.
Yeah, so Yeah, so that'll pretty much do it for this Nintendo News Report. Matt, thank you very much for coming out and
thank you for having
and
me.
spreading the love of Evo, and we'll have to have you on again before next year's tournament.
Well, hopefully.
And well before next year's tournament.
Hopefully. I do, in fact, like Nintendo.
All right, that's it. Thanks a lot, everyone, and we'll see you next week, or later this week. Bye-bye.